KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's currently 33 degrees. We look for increasing cloudiness today with a chance of rain mainly this afternoon and a high around 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Police in Red Oak report the arrest on drug charges Friday afternoon of 26-year-old Justin Lewis Marsden of Red Oak. Marsden was taken into custody at around 4:25 p.m. following an investigation into an incident that took place Thursday evening. Authorities say at around 6:10 p.m. Thursday, Marsden was at a convenience store in Red Oak when he accidentally dropped a baggie onto the counter in front of the clerk. The baggie allegedly contained a considerable amount of methamphetamine. Marsden ran out of the store but was apprehended Friday, as I mentioned, and charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His cash bond was set at $1,000. A traffic stop Friday afternoon in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 33-year-old Colby Joe Sue Hunter from Red Oak. Hunter was taken into custody for driving while barred after officers who knew she had a barred driver's license saw her driving on a public highway. Hunter was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. Red Oak police said there were two injury accidents Friday. The first happened at around 10:50 a.m. in the 400 block of East Hammond Street. Officials say upon further investigation, it was determined a 2003 Ford Explorer driven by 44-year-old David Fassell of Red Oak was traveling eastbound when Fassell suffered from an apparent unknown medical event that caused him to lose control of his vehicle. The SUV struck the left side of a legally parked 2003 Saturn Ion and the front of a 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee before coming to rest in a yard. Fassell was transported by ambulance to the Montgomery County Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Damage from the collisions amounted to $9,000. There were no citations issued. The second accident took place around 5:30 p.m. Friday at the intersection of Highway 34 and North 8th Street in Red Oak. Authorities say a 2004 Dodge Durango driven by 30-year-old Krista Lynn Strait of Red Oak was stopped at the intersection and waiting to turn south onto North 8th Street when her SUV was struck on the passenger side rear by a 2014 Buick Enclave that was driven by 28-year-old Brittany Dawn Eberly of Gravity. The accident happened when Eberly failed to notice the stopped Dodge. She swerved to avoid a collision but was unsuccessful. Eberly was transported to MCMH after complaining of pain. She was cited for following too close. Damage from the collision amounted to $28,000. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office has released a report on arrests and or incidents recorded from March 15th through the 21st. Among them, on the 15th, Matthew Ross of Marney was arrested for violations of conditions of pretrial release. His original charges were sexual abuse in the second degree. Ross was being held on a $25,000 cash or surety bond. The case was investigated by Stewart Police. On March 19th, Bruce Blanchard of Casey turned himself into the Guthrie County Jail to serve a jail sentence for violation of probation. Blanchard was released from custody March 21st. On March 21st, Terry Carraher of Guthrie Center was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol following a traffic stop. Carraher was charged with operating without an ignition interlock device, and OWI second offense. She posted a $200 cash bond and was released from jail. Also on March 21st, Christopher Warner of Baird was arrested following a disturbance at his residence. Warner was charged with two counts of child endangerment without injury, one count of child endangerment with injury, and domestic abuse assault, second offense. Warner appeared before the Guthrie County Magistrate and was held initially on a $5,000 cash or surety bond, which he later posted and was released. In other news, Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday announced her appointment of Amy Zacharias from Harrison County as a district court judge in the 4th Judicial District. Zacharias, who's from Persia, received her undergraduate and law degrees from Creighton University. She currently serves as a district associate judge in the 4th Judicial District, which includes Audubon, Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. And the state of Iowa's Judicial Nominating Commission has posted the interview schedule for 30 Iowans who have applied to fill the two vacancies on the Iowa Court of Appeals. The vacancies were created when Chief Judge David Danielson retired on January 4th and Judge Christopher McDonald filled the Supreme Court vacancy on March 7th. Among the Iowans who has applied for one of the vacancies was 3rd Judicial District Court Judge Julie Schumacher from Schleswig, who's set to be interviewed Friday, March 29th at 9:40 a.m. You can view her application on a PDF link under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said Friday that Friday was the deadline to request ballots be sent to you by mail for the April 2nd special election pertaining to the Atlantic Community School District bond measure. And while the ballots by mail are no longer allowed to be sent to you, you may still choose to vote absentee at the courthouse in Atlantic during the regular auditor's office hours, Monday through Friday, up until 11 a.m. on the day of the election. The polls on April 2nd are open from noon until 8 p.m. On the ballot is the question of whether the Board of Directors of the Atlantic School District in the counties of Cass, Ottawa, and Pottawatomie be authorized to contract indebtedness and issue general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $9.5 million for the purpose of furnishing, equipment, constructing, improving, repairing, and renovating school buildings and the improving of sites thereof for the district's existing school buildings located in Atlantic. You can read more about that under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And finally in the news, officials of the Cass County Health System say several scholarships are available to area students through CCHS and its affiliate organizations. CCHS offers a $1,000 scholarship to Southwest Iowa students pursuing a four-year degree in a health-related career. The deadline is April 1st. Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary provides grant-in-aid scholarships for students pursuing a health-related career. Again, the deadline is April 1st. And CCHS Foundation is offering $10,000 in scholarships to students who are enrolled and have been accepted into a nursing or medical doctor educational program. The scholarships were established through a request from the Louis and Elsie Hansen Foundation. The deadline is April 1st. As mentioned, applications are available on the Cass County Health System's website at www.casshealth.org and can be turned into the Human Resources Officer or the Guidance Office at any Cass County High School by the respective deadlines. Taking a look at funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Sarah Elizabeth Liz Caubaugh, age 79 of Stewart, died March the 6th at Adel Acres. A celebration of life for Sarah Elizabeth Liz Caubaugh will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Dennis Carstens, age 76 of Osceola and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Osceola. Funeral services for Dennis Carstens will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dorothy Kinkel, age 80 of Erling, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Dorothy Kinkel will be today at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Cody Charles McIntyre, age 37, of Des Moines and formerly of the Stewart and Menlo areas, died unexpectedly March the 4th at his home. A gathering of family and friends for Cody McIntyre will be held today from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Harold Rush, age 74, of Randolph and formerly of the Atlantic and Walnut areas, died Monday at the Tabor Manor in Tabor. Memorial services for Harold Rush will be today at 2 o'clock at the Crawford Marshall Funeral Chapel in Tabor. Lois Nelson, age 79, of Atlantic, died March 16th in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Graveside services for Lois Nelson will be today at 2:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Eleanor Hoover, age 81, of Atlantic, died March the 9th in Omaha. Memorial services for Eleanor Hoover will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Atlantic High School. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Bob Vogesser, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bob Vogesser will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gregory Allen Bates, age 53, of Irwin, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Gregory Bates will be on Tuesday at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Alice Rasmussen, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center. A memorial service for Alice Rasmussen will be held Saturday, March 30th at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Kevin Sprague, age 53, of Casper, Wyoming, died March 12th in Casper. A celebration of life service for Kevin Sprague will be held on March 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.